Can anything stop Santa Claus? 26 children moved into the Santa Maria apartment from different cottages. Although the design and furnishings of the apartment were impeccable, the children were concerned with the lease. It stated, "No peddler, agent, or suspicious stranger would be allowed to enter Santa Maria, whether by the front door or the back." "That means Santa Claus can only come down from the chimney," one of the boys, Ernest, said. "But he still cannot come through the fireplace."
"Why not?"
Roderick, who was busy with his lollipop, asked. Ernest led Roderick to where the fireplace was. Clearly, there was no space to accommodate logs of wood or an iron basket of coal for burning. It was a gas fireplace. Roderick's jaw dropped, as the fireplace had only an inch wide opening. Could Santa Claus squeeze himself through? Definitely not. He had grown partly with age, and his gift sack had gotten bigger and bigger each year. This awful news shocked every child living in Santa Maria. They tried to find a fireplace in the apartment which would be big enough for Santa Claus to enter, but to no avail. The night before Christmas was gray and dismal. The children went to bed sadly. Just then, a terrible gust of wind rocked the building to its foundations. Sounds of falling glass, of breaking shutters, of crashing chimneys greeted their ears. The children curled up in bed until the wind had settled down, and fell asleep gradually. After a long night, dawn came. The children woke up, sitting up in bed and looking around. Did you know what they saw? Stockings were fully stuffed. Boxes were fully packed. Yes, they were. All the children in Santa Maria cheered and applauded as Santa Claus had come, even though it was not easy.